I just recorded a test, as I always do to check my mic and everything. My mic, which is my phone. I just didn't sound like myself. I'm like so confused. But yeah, welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. It's me, Katarina. It's actually me, even though I sound different than usual. Maybe it's the tea or fatigue or whatever. But yeah, we're here and I'm pretty happy because I feel so motivated. After a longer health-related podcasting break, I'm back on track, and I kind of like short episodes that you can literally like binge through very easily. So I thought I'm just gonna change my uploading rhythm to twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays, and I don't know how long I'll be able to keep this up for, but I'm motivated and I like what I'm doing and what's happening and what I have to share. And yeah, so this is the right format for me at the moment, and I really hope you enjoy it as well. Today's topic is actually a not so beloved topic because I want to talk about lack of focus and lack of decision. I think focus, energy, and time are the three resources that we can never get back. There is an unlimited amount of energy out there. But the question is, how much do you have and how much can you actually, release? So when we lack focus and when we're unable to make decisions, it automatically drags us down and it depletes our energy. At least that's what it feels like for me. So I really, really need to get so much better on making decisions. And it's much better to dive deep on one thing after you've decided to do so than to have a broad but shallow approach to things. And my personal problem is that I'm interested in so many different things. It's hard to just like say, okay, I'm gonna do this every single day and really focus on one thing. I get bored easily, so I need, variation in what I do. But nonetheless, it's still possible to pick one topic that has a lot of variety and really master that. And that's what I want to train and what I want to get better at. And I think one thing that's helping me stay disciplined is actually working out, so moving my body. I haven't worked out for 2 years, not months, not weeks, years. And I recently started again, and I must say, I really like it. It gives me energy. I do it in a way that is, tailored to my body and my current level of fitness. And I'm ambitious, I'm fast, I'm to the point, and it's fine for now. And I know I'll be able to get better and do more over time. And I think this is a beautiful analogy for what happens when we decide on something. You don't have to do everything at once. You can do it step by step, and you can improve on the way. You can get better, and it's actually what's happening, so that's very cool. And I love that things in life are so interconnected, and that working out teaches you a little bit about yourself at a time. And you can really, really. Ugh, my heart just stopped. I thought I hadn't recorded the past 3 minutes of me talking, but it actually recorded it. Great. I don't know what I was talking about. Probably something about discipline and how working out helps me be disciplined and really work on the things I want to work on. So yeah, that's definitely it. And another thing that's really important, I think, is visibility. I think through social media, we're used to being out there, but not really. How do you show up? Are you actually a personal brand or are you just someone who scrolls on the internet? To me, it's kind of strange because I feel like I'm putting myself out there, but I'm not. Because this podcast means I share my thoughts with you, but it's a one-sided conversation. I'm the one talking, you're the one listening, and it's kind of strange to think that strangers somewhere, people I don't personally know that I exist. Because I don't think the world knows that I exist. I want to make my existence known, and I want to do amazing things, and even more things, deeper, bigger things than I have already achieved. So stay tuned as I figure those out. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you. I'll catch you soon. Bye.